Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include the issue of a single commissioner for the NHS. But first, changes to the city bus network.
Bus timetables in and around Norwich are being given a shake-up. Changes will be made to every one of the first Norwich bus group's coloured lines crossing the city, with a number of more frequent services. But other areas will see a reduced service, in some cases because cars parking on the pavement have made access for buses too difficult. A spokesman said the changes were the result of months of research into customer patterns and road changes.
People have been warned to tether their inflatable rafts to the beach following a four-hour search by lifeboat crews. Volunteers at Haysborough Lifeboat Station were called into action after reports of an inflatable off the coast of Sea Paulin. A lifeboat was launched and found an empty inflatable dinghy off the reefs. It was then tasked to search for any missing people. The station launched a second lifeboat to help with the search, but nothing was found. A spokesman said, "This is the third call-out to inflatables that Haysborough Lifeboat Station has had to deal with. People should be aware of the dangers of inflatables, especially with offshore winds. All inflatables should be tethered to the beach, and if you should lose an inflatable, it is advisable to notify the Coast Guard with a good description and location of where you lost it." Tim Grimmer, senior helm, said the call-out had been one of the longest he had been on.
Nearly 70 beds have been closed across three wards at Norfolk's biggest hospital, it has emerged. But the changes at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to Cringleford, Edgefield and Holt wards are only temporary, according to senior chiefs. The decision to close 68 beds across the wards has been made in a bid to reduce spending on temporary nursing. The hospital trust faces a deficit of more than £30 million this year. Richard Parker, Chief Operating Officer, said it is expected the wards will reopen in around 8 weeks' time, when 100 newly qualified nurses from University of East Anglia start work at the hospital. He said the hospital is taking advantage of a seasonal low in patients to consolidate staff onto fewer wards and make savings in agency staffing. The changes have been made possible because of improvements in the emergency department, A&E, performance and reducing the number of patients staying longer than 14 days, he said. There are around 1,200 beds for patients at the N&N.
A growing pick-and-pack business is calling for fibre-optic broadband to be hooked up to an industrial estate, as it says slow speeds are holding it back. Interpack, which stores and dispatches stock for companies selling online, said poor connectivity on the Helsdon Park industrial estate slows its links with clients around the world. After complaining to service provider BT, owner Matthew Jude said he was told the site could only receive 4 megabits per second. But when he tested the speed he was receiving, it came in at 2.25 megabits per second. He said he'd been trying to make headway for more than a year. Broadband is needed for Interpack to pick up information from websites such as eBay or Amazon and then to fill those orders on behalf of their customers. He said, "We have customers all over the world and we need to be quick. We want to grow as a business and employ people, but it is tough without high-speed broadband." Among Interpack's clients are large firms such as BMW and LucasAid, as well as local companies such as Orchard Toys and One Man Bands. It has customers in South Africa, Spain and USA, as well as a number of firms across East Anglia. BT said the issue was down to a fault which was being looked at. A spokesman said, "We are sorry for the problems that have been experienced. Engineers have been working as quickly as possible, and we now believe that we have stabilised the broadband." The telecoms giant has teamed up with Norfolk County Council on the Better Broadband for Norfolk, BBFN, scheme, which said it had brought high-speed broadband to around half the estate. A spokesman for BBFN said, "A further cabinet is due to be installed in the area, which would provide fibre broadband services to Interpac and other nearby businesses. This is scheduled for the second half of 2018.
The number of offences involving the possession of indecent images recorded by Norfolk Police has increased more than fivefold over the last 3 years, according to figures obtained by the NSPCC. A Freedom of Information request from the leading children's charity showed that in the Force area there were a total of 74 indecent images offences recorded in 2013, increasing to 382 in 2015. Across the UK, the total number of recorded crimes for the possession, distribution and production of indecent images of children rose from 4,530 in 2013 to 10,818 in 2015. And of the investigations during that time period in which the defendant's age was recorded, 2,031 were under 18. Simon Bailey, Norfolk's chief constable and the national policing lead for child sex exploitation, has previously warned the huge increase in reports of child sex abuse could mean that by 2020, police forces in the UK could be investigating 200,000 cases compared with 70,000 they looked at last year.
Calls for a new body to organise health and social care services in our region have been labelled mistimed by a former local NHS chief. Experienced Dr. Chris Price, who retired as chairman of Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group after 3 years in post, said setting up a single commissioner for health and social care, as proposed by North Norfolk MP Norman Lamb, would be a waste of time.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. From everyone at Chatterbox, goodbye, and don't forget to stay tuned for Norwich Citizen.